This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Trump's financial records will stay private for the time being after a mixed verdict from the U.S. Supreme Court. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The High Court is upholding the Manhattan District Attorney's subpoena for the president's tax returns, but it's unclear when a lower court judge might enforce the demand. In another ruling, the justices are keeping a hold on Trump financial records Congress has been seeking for more than a year. Still, they rejected the president's arguments that he's immune from investigation while in office and have sent the case to a lower court, which House Speaker Nancy Pelosi bills as a win for the Constitution.
It's not good news for the President of the United States.
He's not viewing it as a win either, angrily tweeting, "This is all a political prosecution." Still, the rulings mean his opponents are unlikely to see his potentially embarrassing records before the election. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Police say the body of the missing mayor of Seoul, South Korea, has been found. Park Won-soon's body was located in hills in northern Seoul early Friday, more than 7 hours after a massive search was launched for him. Park's daughter had called police Thursday afternoon to report him missing, saying he had given her a will-like message before leaving home. News reports say that one of Park's secretaries had lodged a complaint with police Wednesday night over alleged sexual harassment. Park, a longtime civic activist and human rights lawyer, was elected Seoul's mayor in 2011. A member of President Moon Jae-in's Liberal Democratic Party, he has been considered a potential presidential candidate for the 2022 elections. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Thursday it was setting up an independent panel to review its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the response by governments. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the panel will be independent and will do a comprehensive evaluation of the lessons learned from the pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that the pandemic is a time for self-reflection and to look at what went right and what went wrong.
The magnitude of this pandemic, which has touched virtually everyone in the world, clearly deserves a commensurate evaluation, an honest evaluation.
The announcement follows strong criticism by U.S. President Donald Trump, who accused the WHO of being China-centric, and the U.S. notification on Tuesday that it was withdrawing from the UN agency in a year's time. Britain's Treasury chief has warned the nation that there will be a tough economic future as the British economy has taken a hit from the COVID-19 pandemic. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
We are, as I've said before, entering into a very significant recession. We know that that is happening.
This is the warning Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, has given to the British people a day after revealing his spending plans to boost the economy in a mini-budget. Sunak sought to sell his ideas to the nation, particularly the expensive programme to help furloughed employees to return to work after the government programme now paying them expires. This plan could cost the Treasury as much as £9.4 billion, almost $12 billion, and critics are wondering whether it makes sense. Karen Chamas, London.
More than 1.3 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, an historically high pace that shows many employers are still laying people off in the face of a resurgent coronavirus. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The surge in COVID-19 cases in some parts of the country has muddled the job market.
In the beginning, we had we had huge layoffs, and then we had a big decline in layoffs over subsequent weeks. Now we still have a high level of layoffs, but it's pretty much the same from week to week.
Gus Fauché, chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
If we saw the number of cases decline, if we weren't worried about ICU capacity, I think that would help. But unfortunately, that doesn't appear to be on the horizon.
Some good news, the total number of people who are receiving jobless benefits dropped by 700,000. That suggests that some companies are continuing to rehire workers. Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.